Oh my God. It is 1930 UTC, the time at which the Dubious Goals Committee always begins. My name is Tobe. I am the chairman of the Dubious Goals Committee. And I think I'm getting sicker. If you've been paying attention for the last couple days, you know that I have caught some kind of head cold or virus or who knows what's going on. And it's messing with my head and my sinuses. And I know it's gotten worse because I just blew my nose before starting the show. And air came out my eye. This happens. When my sinuses get weird and I try to blow my nose, the pressure redirects the air through the sinus tear duct and it blows tears out my eye and little bubbles form in the corner of my eye. And it's a very bizarre feeling. It's not unpleasant. It's just very strange, and it's when this happens that I know that I'm not in particularly good shape. So yeah, I'm a little bit sick and probably getting sicker, even though I was sort of thinking I kind of felt better because my throat isn't quite as sore. In fact, it's barely sore compared to yesterday and the day before. So when I woke up this morning, I thought I was doing better. Perhaps I'm not. I don't particularly feel awesome or anything, but I kind of slept okay. My shoulder is feeling better. My knee, my hip, everything else seems to be pretty good. And now I'm just sitting here going, So... I heard somebody open my front door this morning, just the screen door. And so about 5 minutes before I started the show, I thought I better see what that was. And yeah, somebody stuck something in my door. And it's from the Douglas County Assessor.Register of Deeds office. You know, maybe they should have used a slash there. Dear property owner, the Douglas County Assessor Register of Deeds office, that is a really bad name, is verifying and updating its property records in the immediate area in accordance with Nebraska State Statute 77/1311.03. We are required to inspect properties no less frequently than every 6 years. Well, that's also poorly worded. Please verify the following data about your property on our webpage. No. Make me. Thank you for your help. Diane Badiato. I didn't know she was in office. She moves around too. Douglas County Assessor Register of Deeds. Hi, I'm Diane Badiato. I remember her commercials from years ago. So apparently that's something I need to do. But this can't be good. Oh my God, this is starting to get unpleasant. Oh, where's my tea? Oh yeah. I do love tea. So anyway, apparently they want me to log on their website. This is clickbait. It's like, no, I'm not going to go to your website. You have to subscribe to my channel. You have to like me on Facebook. You have to Twitter my Instagram, you gotta Mastodon my GeoCities. No. Take your Facebook and shove it up your Facebook. Do this or call the office. No. Nothing in my house has changed. So, as you can tell, I do not care. I do not give a damn. I've got much better things to do. One of them being, it looks like I might have to do a scientific study. I might have to do some science experiments or something. I don't know what's going on. I have this bizarre issue, and I've been sort of, what's the word I'm looking for? I've sort of been doing a feasibility study lately to see if this is worth doing some kind of experiment and actually, you know, tracking some hard data. But here's what's going on. And this is kind of strange, as you would expect. If it's happening in my house, something weird has to be going on. And the odds are pretty good that the cat are involved. The cat is involved. Yes, the cat is involved. Here's the deal. Right over here, not 2.5 meters away from me, is a couple little rooms in my house. One is a what I guess is called a mud room, where you come in through the back door and there's linoleum so you don't track mud everywhere. And this is also where the washer and dryer are, the clothes washing machines. This is where they are. Adjoining this little tiny room is another little tiny room, which is a small bathroom. I don't know what you call this. Is it a half bath? Is it a powder room? It's just a sink and a toilet. Okay, you know, there's no bathtub. There's no shower. And the sink is messed up. It's leaking. So I still haven't gotten around to fixing that. Also, the cat box is in here. The cat litter box. Also in this bathroom is the cat food bowl and the cat water bowl. Now, this is where it gets weird. Because the cat food bowl and the water bowl are in this room, there is also cat food on the floor. Okay, because the food goes in the bowl, but, you know, the cat gets a little bit excited when she's eating or whatever. I don't know how this happens, and I don't particularly care, but maybe I should. Occasionally, one little piece of food will end up outside of the bowl and on the floor. I don't know how this happens, but it happens. So, eventually, there is a number of pieces of food on the floor. And without going in there to count, well, we could go in there to count. Like I said, it's not that far away. All I need to do is stand up and take 3 steps. I see 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15 little pieces of food on the floor. Okay. So my estimation is kind of close, about a dozen pieces of food. Now, here's where it gets weird. Every once in a while, I will clean up all these little bits of food, sweep them up off the floor. And then by the next day, I will look in there, and there will be, you know, a dozen more pieces of food on the floor. Okay, it doesn't last 24 hours, the clean floor. So then, if I leave, so you, what am I trying to say here? So we can sort of assume that, or what it appears that the rate of food appearing on the floor is about a dozen pieces a day. Except that's not true, because the next day there aren't more, you know, 15 more pieces of food on the floor. Okay. So that's the weird thing. What is happening Why is my cat putting all the food on the floor? Why does the food need to be on the floor? Because, again, if I clean it all up, there's a dozen pieces of food on the floor 24 hours later. And if I leave that on the floor, then the next day, there isn't an additional 12 or more pieces on the floor, creating, you know, two dozen pieces on the floor. It's just the same amount. The same amount remains. So what's happening is, there isn't one piece of food being kicked out on a regular basis, like once a day, and it's building up to these 12 pieces on the floor. No, all the 12 pieces come out all at once, because there is no accumulation after there's the base number of food distributed on the floor. So I'm trying to figure out why, how and why this is happening. I've just noticed this, because every time I clean up all the food, the next day there's 10 a dozen pieces of food on the floor. If I clean it up again, the next day there will be an additional 10 or a dozen pieces on the floor. But if I don't clean it up, there will not be any additional pieces of food on the floor. So, it comes down to this. I can either clean the food up off the floor every single day, because there will always be 12 pieces of food on the floor, or I can clean it up once, and then 12 more pieces will show up the next day, and then I can just leave it there, because no additional pieces of food appear on the floor. Why is this happening? You know, I have no incentive to clean up the food on the floor. Because if I clean up the food on the floor, then I'm cleaning up the food on the floor every single day. If I just leave it there, it's fine. And there's always 12 pieces of... No matter what happens, there's always going to be food on the floor. So I'm wondering, how is this happening? Now the thing is, and this is why I think this might require scientific study, is I have no hard numbers on this. I have no data. I should be cleaning it up, you know, and checking every hour, counting pieces of food on the floor, creating charts and graphs, and figuring out what's going on. But the thing that's actually, do I need these hard datums? Do I need all this? Because what's the real question? I guess the real question becomes, why does the cat feel it's necessary to have a dozen pieces of food on the floor at any given time? I don't think she's playing with it. You know, I never hear her batting it around or doing anything like that. And it all stays in the bathroom. It never even gets out into the washing machine room. It doesn't come out here into the living room. It's very weird. And so I was sort of thinking about this last night. How am I going to develop an experiment? Should I put a camera on the bowl of food to watch what the cat does? How is she getting the food out of the bowl? And is she batting it around? Because sometimes it ends up in strange places. So it would appear that Pippa just needs to have, you know, X number of pieces of food on the floor. Why does this need to happen? I don't know. This is probably an unanswerable question. There is no cat psychiatrist that I can call up and say, why is my cat doing this? Why does my cat need to have food on the floor? You know, I have no idea. So I'm wondering, do I need to undertake this scientific study? Is there something going down here that I need to, one, quantify, and two, process and publish? I don't know. It does seem odd. But then again, everything that goes down in my house is pretty odd. This has kind of been bothering me. All the food It's very strange. Oh, so anyway, my throat, my voice. And so I've got this cough and I've got this sinus drainage that's annoying me. It's very annoying. And I don't know what to do about it. I guess there isn't anything to do. So, what did I do last night? Well, I did watch a few more videos from Harker Ryan. Harker. Oh, how am I going to get in touch with you, Harker? If you missed yesterday's show, I've become entirely infatuated with an Irish girl named Harker Ryan, who has a YouTube channel, and I've been watching some of it. And she's friends with Diane Jennings, apparently the happiest, bubbliest person in Ireland ever. I don't know. Oh. But while I was watching this stuff, something else was recommended to me, and you might want to check this out. A channel called Electro Boom. ELECTROBOOM. Electro Boom. And it's this guy, and he was really cracking me up. And basically, he's some kind of electricity experimenter. I watched about four of his videos. And he wasn't on about any particular subject or project, and I don't know if this was geared towards kids or what. But this guy comes up with funny little electricity projects, and I can't figure out what his deal is, because he knows what he's talking about. He seems to be pretty smart. He knows about electricity. But in his videos, he is constantly getting shocked. I'm not kidding. His videos are only 10 minutes long, and he gets shocked or burnt at least 3 or 4 times every single video. And every time he does something stupid, I just go, "That's what you get, you dumbass." And then I sit there and I say, "Don't do that. That's going to get hot." And then he does it, and he doesn't realize it, and he touches it, and he burns his fingers. And then he does something else stupid, and he turns his Variac all the way up, and I say, "You don't want to do that. You're going to set your Variac on fire." And he goes, "Look, it works. Now the wire's not melting." But then there's smoke coming out of his Variac, and he goes, "Oh, shit, I got to do it." And this happens in every video. The guy very, very severely shocks himself. I saw him almost die. He was messing around with some extremely high voltage with extremely high current. And the only thing that saved his life was the cheap, crappy components of his little experiment. Because before he could get, 100 amps sent through his body, and that will toast you up mighty quick, his little Radio Shack parts exploded. That was the only thing that saved his life. This guy's got severe burns, and he gets shocked every time. And for a few minutes, it was funny. And then I realized that, oh my God, this guy's an idiot, and he's going to die on camera. Unfortunately, none of these things are live, so we're not going to get to see it. So his death will remain a file on his camera till somebody buys the camera in a thrift store. But you got to see this, especially if you know anything about electricity, because this guy does some stupid stuff that seems like it's smart. Electro Boom. Look for the channel Electro Boom on YouTube. Watch any of this guy's videos. And so, after a while, I realized this guy is an idiot. He's one of these people who is not very well educated. But he did go to school, and he only studied one thing for a few years, and so he got knowledgeable about it, and that one thing is electricity. And he's one of these people who's just smart enough to be dangerous, and he's extraordinarily dangerous. And at first, I was just laughing my ass off at this guy, but now I'm scared. because this guy's going to end up killing himself and or somebody else. And then I had a really strange idea. I thought, maybe this guy is actually a genius. Maybe this guy is actually brilliant, and he's doing all this stuff on purpose. And he knows that he's relatively safe, because even though he's doing extremely dangerous stuff, he's using cheap components and stuff that he knows that will fail before anything fatal happens to him. And I don't think that's true, because this guy would then be purposefully shocking himself very painfully and burning himself. And he did this one experiment where he was trying to build a Jacob's ladder. And he thought it would be cute to build a special little plastic base that was about 5 centimeters in diameter. And for the metal rods, he thought it would be cute to use fireworks sparklers. So he was hoping that, you know, the electrical arc would get up to the stuff on the sparklers and ignite it, and he would have sparklers, because this guy seems to like fire and electricity, fire and big sparks. And so then he decides, yeah, and we'll add even more extra sparklers. And he's doing this all indoors and on like a lab bench. Okay, so what ends up happening is he's got this now tower of sparklers that's very top heavy. And it's not secured to the table or any kind of base or anything. It's not supported in any way. He turns on the super high voltage and high current stuff. And he leans in to, you know, start the spark. And he's got a lighter because he wants to create plasma and everything. And I don't know if he hit it or whatever, but the thing started to fall over. This tower, this electrical tower that is now charged with amazingly high voltage and a great deal of current, and a killer amount of current, literally, you know, killer, death-inducing amount of current. This thing starts to fall over, and it's falling towards him. Okay, and what does he do? Now, see, if this was me, well, if it was me, this situation never would have happened. There would have been, it never would have fallen over. What does the guy do? He reaches out to catch this thing that's falling over. You heard me correctly. He reaches up to catch it. Now me, I would have dove. I would have dove out of the chair to the wall, grabbed the plug, and yanked the powers out of the wall. Okay? No, this guy is reaching up, and I'm just screaming at the TV, "Don't do it!" He reaches up, he grabs the thing. Sparks ensue. He gets in a massive electrical shock, and I'm thinking, all right, I'm going to get to see this guy die. But no. He got lucky, and as he was being shocked almost to death, a component fails in his crappy little setup, and he is saved. He is saved by the shitty quality of his components. You can see this video too. The channel is Electro Boom, and the video is about Jacob's Ladder. It's something like, let's build a Jacob's Ladder. You can watch that one. You can watch any of them. Any video of his you watch, he's going to shock and burn himself. And this video that I saw was edited, and so after this massive shock, he's very angry. And the funny thing is in this video, he'd almost already killed himself twice. And this is like the third time. And he's mad at himself for being so stupid. I'm like, dude, you're going to die this way. You're going to die for YouTube. I'm not convinced this guy's very bright. You know, he's got a little bit of book learning, but he's got no goddamn common sense whatsoever. Which is an interesting combination. A very interesting combination. Especially when working with electricity. So then the video goes on and he berates himself and he says, you should never do this. This is dangerous. There need to be safety tips and blah, blah, blah. I'm like, dude, you need to hire me to sit there with a baseball bat. Well, actually, I'd have a cricket bat and hit you over the head every time you're about to do something stupid. And don't get me wrong, I get up to some mighty stupid stuff. But the difference between me and this guy is that I know my limits. I know exactly how stupid I am. This guy doesn't. This guy thinks he's smart. And there's nothing in this world more dangerous than an idiot who thinks he's smart. And that's just a universal truth. So, if you want to see a guy almost kill himself. The funny thing was, is I was really liking this guy for a while. You know, the first few videos I was watching, I'm watching this guy. I'm like, wow, I really like this guy. I like the way he teaches. I wish this guy would have been my middle school electronics teacher. And he's funny and he's saying funny stuff and he's really into full bridge rectifiers. And I was laughing along with him. Then he kept doing this stupid stuff over and over. And at first I was laughing. It's like, yeah, you shocked yourself, you dumbass. You should know better than to leave it charged. You got to turn it off, or you got to discharge the Leyden jar first. You know, duh. Discharge the capacitor before you try to move it. Otherwise, you're going to get shocked. No. Yeah, it was a little bit funny the first time. It was a little less funny the second time. After the third or fourth time, I'm like, dude, you are not bright. And I really was admiring the guy for a while, thinking, wow, this guy would be a great teacher. This guy needs to be in a school teaching children. Because children are so stupid these days. Then I realized, oh no, this guy's as dumb as the kids these days. All he's doing is setting himself up to be shocked and burnt. It was ridiculous. So, in about 3 minutes after this show is over, I would like you to go to YouTube. Check out the Electro Boom channel and see if you can find the same video of me of this guy that I saw, or any really, because the guy's great. He would make a great teacher. You just don't want him actually setting up any lab experiments. Oh my god. By the time the last video of his that I was watching came out, I'm like, dude, don't do that. And he didn't seem to understand that 22 gauge wire can't pass 100 amps. He was surprised when the wire melted. And I was like, dude, what the hell did you think was going to happen? So, he's smart about electronics, but he's not. He seems to understand some, you know, most of the basic concepts, but boy, when putting some of these things into use, it's, God, you just, and the annoying part is he's got a million subscribers, and electronics companies are giving him free products to give away, power supplies, oscilloscopes, all kinds of great stuff, and I could use an oscilloscope, but this guy looks like he's more interested in trying to kill himself. So, I gotta give him a vote of no confidence. I will not be watching any more Electro Boom. I'm going back to my little Harker Ryan. Oh, such an Irish cutie. And I'd love to tell you more about her, but you can look her up on YouTube or listen to yesterday's show, because you've been listening to the Dubious Goals Committee, a show that airs every single day at 1930 UTC right here on Anon Radio. My name's Tobe, and I gotta get out of here, so bye-bye.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.
Love me tenderly, and I'll give to you every part of me. Ooh, ooh, ooh.